With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's Governor Greg Gianforte has lifted the statewide mask mandate. The Republican governor said Friday he removed the mandate because vulnerable people are receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. But some public health officials say the state's vaccination rate is still too low to lift the masking requirement. The state's chief medical officer tendered his resignation from his post Thursday, the day after Gianforte announced his intent to lift the mandate. Several cities and counties are keeping local mask requirements. Among those are Lewis and Clark, Gallatin, Butte Silverbow, and Missoula counties. Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly describes the lifting of the state's mask requirement as, quote, concerning and confusing, end quote.
I mean, we have thousands of vulnerable Montanans who can't get a vaccine. I'm worried it puts Montanans at greater risk.
Just over 4% of Montana residents have received both doses of the coronavirus vaccine. A fifth Montana lawmaker has tested positive for COVID-19. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports that Republican Senator Ross Fitzgerald last worked in the Capitol in person last Friday.
Republican leaders announced that Fitzgerald from Fairfield got tested for the coronavirus on Wednesday after being identified as a close contact of another unnamed lawmaker who contracted the virus. According to the news release, Fitzgerald is asymptomatic. Representatives Brian Putnam of Kalispell and Becky Beard of Elliston tested positive in the last week. Two legislative staffers have also tested positive. The Capitol contact tracer has identified 23 close contacts of cases among Democrats, Republicans, lobbyists, and staff as of Wednesday. An updated number of close contacts was not available Friday afternoon before deadline. All five lawmakers who have contracted the virus since the beginning of the session are Republican, although two of the cases were not associated with the building. Many Republican lawmakers declined to wear face coverings or adhere to social distancing while working in the Capitol. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, who lifted the state's mask mandate, also repealed two more executive orders issued by former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. One required companies to report political spending if they wanted to bid on large state contracts. The second allowed counties to decide if they wanted to expand voting by mail for the November 2020 general election, while still allowing in-person voting. Gianforte said Friday it's up to the legislature to make the laws, not the governor or the courts. Both executive orders were unsuccessfully challenged in court. Montana placed first in a new report that ranks best states for starting a small business. Megan Myskowski has more.
The Blueprint, which is an offshoot of the investment advice publication The Motley Fool, based Montana's top ranking on a handful of factors, including consumer spending, labor costs, and climate. Montana ranked especially high in its rate of new entrepreneurs. According to U.S. Census Bureau data, the number of new business applications in the state went up 50% between January of 2020 and January of 2021. Montana also has a high survival rate for new businesses, which Montana High Tech Business Alliance Executive Director Christina Henderson says stood out to her.
It's one thing to have a high number of startups, which we know we've had for a long time, but it's very encouraging to see that a lot of those businesses are staying in business.
The report says Montana's tax climate could be more business-friendly. Governor Greg Gianforte has outlined a series of tax policy proposals he says will help Montana businesses grow. Those include new exemptions to business equipment taxes and tax cuts to individual income and capital gains. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.